T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Want to thank, we're broadcasting here in the Hyundai Studios. We're actually in the Hyundai Studios, and that's brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them sincerely for their contribution, and want to bring you to the conclusion that Brian Gerch has done a great job with the video stream.
Yes, he has.
I don't know why you're arguing with
thank
me about
you, Brian.
It. Bless you, Brian. Very kind of you, and we want to thank Sean. We'll get to that. We want to thank everyone connected to the program, those who called and emailed, and those who had like negative thoughts in their minds and just wished us unwell. Bless
most of you. All, thank you all for listening on this Thursday morning.
That's what matters. So thank you for doing that, and we want to thank our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
I wasn't aware that Abreu could run. I thought it had to be the guy who made the last out.
Thank you, Ray Diaz. Bless you, man. You did great work.
If you knew that Abreu was available to be the runner there, would you have gone to him instead of Hendricks?
If I'd known that, I didn't know that. I checked the rule. That was why the guys on the bench came out and questioned me about, you know, that Liam was going to be the runner. And I said, yeah, I know. So we didn't know it.
Tony Bevington.
Our thanks to Sean Sears for getting up with us this morning. Thanks.
I'll reread that situation. I'm guessing you know the rules better. Now I know.
Oh, my God. That's rough. What are you going to do? I think the only thing to do is to bring in the man himself, Mr. Dan Bernstein. Dan, I believe you were tweeting about it, Dan. You have all sorts of deep thoughts, but mainly you wish well to Tony La Russa.
Hi, Dan. Yeah. Right. Hey, guys. Yeah, at least Bevington was just sort of, we could have fun with it because he was just silly and stupid. This is just, it's so avoidable. It's so predictable. It's just, it's unfortunate. But I don't care about that right now. Yeah. We have plenty of time to talk about that.
Yep.
I am the king of the world and you are all my subjects. I am absolutely, absolutely dancing on air and have been since yesterday afternoon in the immediate aftermath of the latest La Russa gaffe. I had to stop into Jewel because I had made my Cinco de Mayo Mexican food run down at Cermak in Bridgeport, and I forgot pinto beans. So I tuck into Jewel just to grab a single can of pinto beans, and my guy at Jewel, as I'm walking out, he goes, hey! I said, what? He goes, come here. I said, what? And he hands me an entire box of Jewel Monopoly tickets. Like 1,000 of them.
Boy, I can't imagine that guy keeping his job after you tell that story.
1,000 of them.
Just out
so
of
I
them.
I spent much of yesterday afternoon just opening Jewel Monopoly tickets. I'm cornering the market. In the true essence of Monopoly, I am going to have most of the world's supply of 16.9-ounce bottles of Jewel brand Refresh water. And then I'm just going to artificially drive up the price. and I'm gonna have all the fresh water, and then I'm gonna sell it. I have more generic taco seasoning than anybody else on the planet. I'm not even a quarter of the way through opening these tickets. And I've got store brand salad dressing. Yeah. I've got store brand facial tissue. I've got Lucerne sour cream.
I'm calling the FBI, okay? Because you're going to poison the water supply is what I'm hearing.
I've got Signature Select frozen waffles. I've got a generic dental floss.
But Dan,
I've got a nail clipper. And
you got a man's head. You got a trophy, the guy's job you just took.
It just cost him his job.
Yeah, why would you not keep that under your hand? Why must you burst out with your news that you
I'm not saying which
jewel. How much
jewel.
Did you pay him?
I'm not saying which jewel, but this
all
is
right.
I mean
but
I'm telling
you. Tell
you
us where you
all,
were going.
All the jewels search your 1,000 tickets.
I'm looking right now. I've got cooking spray, and I got to figure out what to do with some of this stuff because I've won 10 pounds of flour that I'm not going to use.
You know,
so I should probably take it to like Chicago Food Depository.
You need to be arrested the minute you show up with all those tickets.
You said on Cermak, right?
No, Cermak Foods is different. Different store.
Right. That was
different
his
story. Cermak Foods is the one near McGuane Park. That's where I went to get my carnitas. They have all the fresh-made Mexican food there. So for my Cinco de Mayo meal, I got their carnitas and a thing of tortillas, their wonderful spicy tomatillo salsa. And what they do, a side dish that's called nopalitos con papas, which is cactus and potato. It's just phenomenal.
Hmm. Cactus and potato.
Cactus and potato, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Speaking as an
Irishman. Nopalitos are so good.
It doesn't sound as bland as I prefer.
Oh no, it's definitely not. It is far from.
Are the needles in it?
Do you get a needle in the top of your throat? No, the tender, succulent flesh of the prickly pear. Oh, good stuff.
Well,
jeez,
I wish you hadn't gotten that guy fired.
I don't know how we top that.
Yeah, I feel bad that you ran that guy out of a career at the Jewels.
I guess they're trying to give him away. I think it only runs through the end of the month. And they've already capped all the cash rewards because I was thinking, ooh, now you build up those tokens, you turn them in for cash. But those people have already eaten up all of the allotted cash rewards.
End of the month? You still have 25 days. It's May 6th.
I know it's going to take me that long to open them. I'd have to do like 200 a day or whatever it is. But this is, you know, I just sat there and my wife comes home. She goes, what the hell are you doing? I said, look, it's all the Monopoly tickets. She goes, you're an idiot. Seriously? She said, what the hell are you, what are you doing?
It's really goofy, Dan. I mean, I love you, but it's just insane that you would actually open them all and go. I love my Jewel. I'm a lifelong Jewel grocer. I go there when I'm purchasing stuff. My mom, when she first came to this country, worked at the Jewel. My uncle ran the a fruit and vegetable department at a Jewel when he first came to this country. So I feel a kinship and I feel like a lifelong dedication to the Jewel. But when it comes to like getting those tickets and tearing them open and trying to, it's too much for me. It's just like I would try to get one of the kids involved and then they'd lose interest immediately. And then I'd be sitting there with all these tickets and I can't do it. God bless you.
The best part now is that you download the app and you don't have to ever present the tickets. You scan them into your Just For You account. So it's all virtual and any rewards or any coupons or anything you get, it comes off automatically when you punch your number in at checkout. So you don't have to carry around any paper at all.
But so you have to scan each of the 1,000 tickets?
Correct.
Dan, it seems like it's a lot of work.
Unusually excited about this, Dan.
He's the king of the world.
I've always liked, look, ever since I've been a little kid, like back in the day, they used to do this with the ticket. I remember being, I was like six, and my mom would come home from the store and hand me the tickets, and I'd rip them open, and I won a Jewel brand homemade apple pie, and it was like I had absolutely won the lotto. I just thought it was the coolest. Remember when McDonald's used to do it too? The McDonald's had their own game where they was the same thing. You'd undo the tickets, like winning a quarter pounder. It's just, I don't know. I've always been a sucker for games like
this. Are you tempted to bring them in and share with your teammates here?
What do you want? I'm telling you, make me a deal. If you're, I'll be
Scott
Boras.
Make me a deal. Wow.
Make me a deal. What is you? Hey, you want taco seasoning? You want a refresh water? I'm your guy.
Okay,
let's talk.
What do you need? What do you need in return?
What do you got?
Not very little. I've got goodwill.
But this could, it could be like when Layla gives Shane stuff from her kitchen she doesn't want anymore, and then Shane makes videos of receiving things that Layla has gifted him from her kitchen.
Molly will give you a socks hat that he threw against the television about 10 times yesterday.
Oh, he needs that. No. That's if he needs his rage hat, because this is, guys, I don't know what to do. And that's the sadness. Yeah. It's, I will tell you this from all the conversations I had yesterday. It's one thing for us on the outside to talk about it, to rage about it, to shake our fist at the heavens. What's really unfortunate is what's going on within that organization right now. And they feel that there are all kinds of people at every level of that organization that is watching what we're watching, seeing what we're seeing, and knowing that in hiring LaRussa, you've made him effectively the most powerful person in the organization, not named Jerry Reinsdorf. And it's just dysfunctional.
It is, and yet it is a situation they created for themselves. I don't have a lot of pity.
Because I don't pity them either.
I just think that you need somebody to stand up to somebody who is in a decision-making role or has to know better, and common sense at some point has to prevail, and that's what's been lacking from this entire equation from day one. And the argument was, well, you know what? He gives us a strategic advantage in the dugout. Well, that's a myth. And so
the opposite of that is true.
Who's going to be the adult in the room that stands up and says, this was a bad idea. We need to find out an exit strategy, and let's start the process in that conversation now.
No one cares. It does none of that matter. Everything you're saying is
100% true. They get what they deserve. No doubt about it.
It's he. It's separating they.
He is they
from he. And this, yeah. Here's the disconnect for me, and it comes back to everything you're talking about and the way that the context in which you discuss some of the deals you're talking about, player acquisitions, and about the idea of winning now. When we talk about like a Mike Ilitch. Tigers, the end of his ownership, near the end of his life, when you talk about some of these desperate octogenarian owners, it's about winning. It's about doing everything you can possibly do to win another championship while you're on this side of the grass. What doesn't add up to me is why you want a manager that's impeding that. This is all made manifest by the first week of May.
Yeah.
Multiple times. You have to somehow put in fail-safe measures to protect your team from your manager. Why did you do this? What is the goal? If you're not trying to win, if winning doesn't matter, what are you doing?
Let me ask something. And we talked about this earlier, kind of off the air. But we were talking about Ozzie Guillen and him being around and knowing this team. Would you bring he and Tony have a longstanding relationship? Would you try to bring Ozzie in as a bench coach or another voice in the dugout?
They're
for
not
Tony
lacking. No, they're not lacking for voices. Well, they're lacking for the ability for La Russa to be told anything or to listen to them. He's not going to listen.
Are
to
you
anybody.
Sure that's what it is?
No one says boo to him.
Well, that's
they
what I'm
know.
Saying.
Why not? Why not?
But are they intimidated by him? That's my point.
It's professional sports.
Right. I mean,
apparently so.
Well, then would Ozzie be? I'm just saying, I'm trying to think of someone that you could bring in that could actually talk to him and explain things to him and come up with ideas and the whole bit that
Jerry
he could work with.
But Jerry doesn't care.
But Jerry doesn't care.
Well, Jerry Reinsdorf, the biggest criticism that I would have of him over the last decade or so is that being right is superseded winning. And that was the case when he fired Tom Thibodeau, and it was the case when he hired Tony La Russa, as it's turning out. He has to be right, and at
well,
the expense of winning.
You don't win when you put any kind of – when you curtail it in any way. When you say to people, okay, let's build a team, we're going to go down. Oh, you built a good team. Now let me bring in my guy. Well, that's the problem. The problem is – You take away from the ability to win for, as you say, David, either you think you know something no one else does, or you're paying off some debt that is imaginary in your head, or whatever it might be. But anytime you put constraints on winning, it's a terrible idea.
And that's what he's done. That's what he's. Then this will be the a much of the legacy here. It's not just La Russa's legacy. I mean, think of the number of people who work in that organization, the amount of excitement that you had about and the years that Rick Hahn put in building this, the patience, all of it. And now when you lose 10 wins from your outfield, you've made all of your marginal win expectancy moves more important. You've magnified these things. Every at bat that Billy Hamilton takes, when you got somebody Collins or even Danny Mendick, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, I was looking for a fly ball there. That's the same guy who, when he let Billy Hamilton bat, looking for the single there. My list of grievances regarding this is very long, but it makes it really hurts me. It hurts me because, I mean, I know how people in that organization, how hard they've worked to put them in the position that they're in, and even on so many levels of the organization. If you're a PR person, and you're walking Tony La Russa to his, and you're accompanying him to his post-game Zoom. Look, I was a PR guy, and I know you want your coach or manager prepared for the questions that he might face. And you have to say, hey, Skip, this is the rule. Just so you know, you're going to be asked about this. And you prepare, and even if it takes a little bit of time, and even if the reporters have to wait a little bit.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. You're letting the guy down if he's not armed with the information.
It's as much of an organizational breakdown as it was a managerial breakdown. No doubt about it.
And if somebody else on that bench knows, if you're Ethan Katz or whoever you are, that you got to say something.
Right.
Because, you know, you saw Liam Hendricks doing that dance. I'm here, I'm there, I'm here, I'm there. What am I doing? That's your closer.
He ran the route tree. Somebody said that on Twitter.
That's your closer.
And $54 million closer,
and
Dan.
You're damn lucky he didn't pull a hamstring.
If you had a play at the plate, holy cow. How are you going to handle it? What do you got today?
Well, we're going to talk about it. And I think we need to also just be aware of what people close to the organization are saying and how they're saying it. And when you have Ozzy and Frank and Chuck Garfine, you know, saying what they've said, if you were listening to Darren Jackson yesterday on their radio broadcast, ooh-wee.
Yeah, I know.
Like right in the moment when Leury Garcia got thrown out, forget the whole rule thing. When he got thrown out, Darren Jackson said, I don't know what we're doing out there. Right there on the radio. I don't know what we're doing out there. We're going to talk about all of it. We've got Anthony Herron talking football. We have some exciting times for the Cubs we're going to get to. Midday Midway, Sage Rosenfeld is going to talk about Justin Fields. We've got Zach LaVine returning from COVID. We'll hear from him. A lot of stuff we have to do today.
Have a great show, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
I'll reread that situation. I'm guessing you know the rules better. Now I know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.